This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones. Take the children and
yourself and hide out to... This is biblical. This is historical. This is the stuff of legends you're seeing right now. We've never had greater opportunities. We've never been in greater peril. The best of times, the worst of times, is a tale of two cities. And it's you that will dictate the future. The individual. Let's go ahead and take a few more phone calls, Dr. Pechenik. Then I'm going to play a special clip of slowing down of Clinton looking like a crazy person. And again, he is a crazy old creepy man, but this image, we're going to put it out everywhere. It's going to be very powerful against the enemy. So get ready. Infowars.com is the coordinates. It'll be out in the next few hours. You'll see it first here if you're a TV viewer in a few minutes. Right now, Dr. Pechenik's our guest, taking a few calls. Let's talk to Mike in Illinois. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I appreciate all you're doing for the Republic. Have you ever read George Washington's vision for the
United
States?
Yes, I have. Please don't thank me, though. I'm bailing water. We're in the same boat, brother. I just keep explaining. The reason they don't thank me is this is survival. So thank you for being awake. I'll say that, but that's why they don't thank me. We're in a survival war here.
I know.
I don't want to be in North Korea run by crazy Hillary with a big rubber head.
The last vision, though, it's, you know, the whole world comes against the United States, which means we don't go along with the globalists, you know. So I think that means Trump's going to get in there because we're not going along with their game.
No, I agree. The world's destiny, as the prophet said, stands and will fall or stand with the United States. I think it was Pechenik said the quote. I looked it up. It was from Bismarck that what God loves, drunks, children, and the United States of America. Dr. Pechenik?
That's correct. We will survive. I mean, we are so unique in the world that we have an ability to change very quickly and an ability to change our leadership and still continue as an effective republic. No other country can do that.
Why are they so obsessed? I mean, I know you helped bring down the Soviet Union. They've got their own problems, but Russia seems much less problem than China. Why is there an obsession with Russia? Is that because the neocons, the roots of that, got kicked out of Russia?
Yes, I mean, the neocons who really have never accomplished anything except destroy our own country. They've never created a treaty like Jimmy Carter had the Camp David Accord, and Bush Sr., we had the Cambodian Peace Conference. They have accomplished nothing. So Victoria Hewland and her husband and a bunch of the Jewish neocons and others have thought that they could have put Israel in the middle of the map and make it a dominant power. That's not going to happen. Israel has been, will continue to be a strategic liability for the United States. We will support it to the extent we can, but our major concerns are in East Asia and Southeast Asia, and now India and Pakistan are fighting. So we have much...
Oh, yeah, Kashmir, that's flaring up. Is that a big concern?
That is a major, major concern, because that's two nuclear countries that are really...
Let me ask you this. We do five more minutes the next hour and finish your calls, but let me start asking the question now. Why is it historically that geopolitically everything heats up at once, lines up? Because it's like, I know it's all connected, but it almost just seems like it's a cycle and we just do it. Because all over the world, all hell's breaking loose. Well, why?
Well, I think you hit it on the head. We are interconnected, but we're not interconnected as people thought. We're interconnected because the vacuum of power cuts right across the world. When we are no longer have an effective leadership like Obama.
And let's face it, the United States has been dominant, and the brain, and when our brain dies, the world dies.
Well, we haven't been effective. I mean, under Condoleezza Rice, we had a disastrous foreign policy. Under Hillary Clinton, we had a disastrous foreign policy. Under Obama, we have done nothing but apologize for things that I don't even understand. You don't go to Laos and say we're sorry. What you do is you continue to develop your own capabilities, but we don't have a leader who's...
Exactly. They see us as weak, all this ass-kissing. That's 101. Let's come back and talk about that with Dr. Pachinik. Straight ahead, finish a few more calls and hand the baton to David Knight. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
That's what binds us together no matter where we're from or what color we are. We love the true diversity of competition. We love free association. We love private property and family and freedom of religion. To not practice it or to practice it, we just believe in freedom. And a bunch of weirdos telling us how to talk and how to live. It's a bunch of spoiled, rotten, crazy academia and media people and social engineers who just are so delusional and never lived in the real world, they think this dog's hunting. All they've done is created a bunch of mental midgets that are their minions, but those are the people that were susceptible to it. They've just created a giant group of people that absolutely hate their guts and are building alternate economies right now. And they hate every other system they can't control, Russia, you name it. It's a very, very dangerous situation. We'll take a few final calls for Dr. Pachinik here and then play the special clip after he leaves and go to David Knight. But going back to Dr. Pachinik, I was asking the question before the break about Well, I mean, you heard the question. Where do you think this is all going?
Well, I think this is going towards a very positive outcome. Number one, it's going to get rid of the Republican Party as it is and should not be. Number two, it's going to focus in on the corruption at the White House, on the Clinton Foundation, on the people who are involved with the Clintons, on the Democratic Party. And it's breaking up the entire system in a way that we don't have to go into violence. We don't have to go into chaos. And I find it a very constructive revolution, which is Trump revolution. And I think it's being led by very responsible people.
Which I should add, I've got to admire people that created the Internet in the 60s and 70s, knowing they were giving it to the government as a spy system that would actually be a two-way time bomb, knowing, as I'm now researching deeply, that they knew that the elites would take it for one reason, and it was actually something completely different, and the foresight that, yes, we were going to this decadent cycle, but despite that, putting it into information war would have us be the most advanced country in the world to defeat other corrupt nations, but also defeat our own elite. Now, you talk about some geniuses back then.
Well, let me be very specific. In 1973 at MIT, when I was getting my PhD in political science, one of the things that I was trained by the DARPA, Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, and other intelligence groups in 1973 was the Internet and social media.
And by the way, my dad was in that, too. It's pretty
That's
amazing.
Correct. The Internet and social media. So forget Zuckerberg, forget Gates and all that nonsense in Silicon Valley. This was already developed by DARPA. This was already developed by intelligence agencies, and they were using it at that time and understood that it would be a major force in terms of taking down regimes and changing our own regime. They understood that because I was already trained by Ithiel de Solapool, Lucian Pai, and others with respect to regime change. And that was one of the things that we used later on. So the geniuses in America are really incredible. And there are those who speak against us, like Case, and there are those who speak with us, like Paul Thiel. And
well, let me ask this question. How could guys in the 50s, 60s, and 70s envision this whole future world, build it, release it, and it's done so well? I mean, are there still people coming up like that? Because it's amazing.
In some ways, yes, in some way, no. But the basic premise, if you have to remember one thing, is the fact that we had a lot of science fiction writers, Roddenberry, Asimov, all of whom predicted that this would occur. In my own books on the Clancy franchise, I started to write 20 years ago about cyber nations, cyber control, cyber terrorism, and nobody understood that.
Sure, you've been a total visionary in expanding. Talking about Asimov, he predicted in the 40s, not just the whole robot
Correct.
System. He predicted the future, computers predicting the future, which is now here.
Correct. And that's the genius that we do have in the United States. If you leave us alone and let us do what we do best and don't co-opt us with money or with politics, and basically we can do very well, and we will continue to do well. We do have that capability. As we
Why is America so special? Because it truly is diverse.
Well, it's not only diverse, but we have really more freedom than anybody realizes. We don't coddle our people, and we allow everybody to come to their fullest potential, despite what is said.
And that's why it's a purposeful, politically correct attack to go after our real diversity and not coddling, and claim that coddling is freedom to create a stagnant system. It's a huge crime.
Well, it is. I mean, I call it the fascism of the left. I mean, when Hillary Clinton says together, together, and she repeats lies and attacks Alex Jones and me and attacks us for Sandy Hook, which we knew was a false flag, and even the fact that 9/11 was an inside job, she's just repeating what Hermann Göring and Goebbels said in Germany and Nazis. She's nothing more than a spokesperson for the fascist left. And there is an equal amount of fascism on the left.
Sure, both.
Well,
I want to take a few calls and let you go. You're busy, and I need to go to David Knight. But let me just say this. Clearly, they're going to try to steal the election. I said they'd do it. Now they're federalizing it. Everybody should still vote to be on record to make it a landslide. I think, though, I won't go into all the hundreds of reasons, but just an approximation. If they try to steal it, it's the biggest mistake they ever made. And then that way leads madness. I mean, I know there's good people. And I never used to be a person, oh, the government's good, blah, blah, blah. I've just learned statistically people in government are more awake than the general public, on average. And I'm not saying they're great people, but it's like there's innovators on average who are more awake than anybody. But it seems like government's had a front row seat to the corruption. So we shouldn't make it our enemy. They want to create a civil war, the George Soros's. We want to bypass that, but they will try to steal the election. What are your final concerns about that? Because, or do you agree or disagree? Because I just know they're so full of hubris, so full of chutzpah, bravado, that they're going to try it. I mean, we know they are, Donna. What do they have to lose? They're going to do it.
Well, they have everything to lose. They will try to denigrate again Trump, and they will try to denigrate you and me and others involved in it. It will not work. What will happen is basically they're in the process of hurting themselves. They're in a spiral of self-destruction. She was in that spiral from the very beginning when she never disavowed the activities of her husband, who was a total jerk, and really was ineffectual. And that spiral of self-destruction will continue. Now she's physically and mentally incapable, so someone has to take over. It won't be Bill Clinton, it'll be Podesta.
Which shows this elite is incompetent, that they would put a corpse forward. I mean, this is the biggest, I keep going back to that. This is a total indictment on the Democratic Party and the establishment, and I guess they shouldn't have a crazy old Nazi collaborator in 87 running it.
Well, they put up their choice. It's not an issue anymore of Democrats versus Republicans. It's an issue very much of the American public wants a revolution that's effective, constructive, and lets us to continue to be the predominant power in the world without attacking Iraq, Syria, and
oh, can you imagine when Trump cuts taxes by half? Oh, my God.
Well, you know, self-destructiveness is something that we can change by throwing them out. And we can't change their behavior. I mean, you see the nonsensical points that she makes. You see how the entire media is corrupted and co-opted. Remember, the Zuckers who have to run CNN and the other cable companies have lost their audience. You have, as you said before, and I know, a far bigger audience, but we fund these cable companies because of the fees we
pay. I was about to say, I'm not bragging. It's surreal. To know that we had 2.5 million viewers last night just on streams, and it's growing. It's surreal to know we had 24,000 phone calls that tried to call in. And I look at CNN's ratings, so I don't get this paradigm, because I still psychologically, you're a psychiatrist, feel like CNN's bigger than me, even though they're not, and I don't understand. It's kind of like you finally see your dad, he's shorter than you, but he still looks bigger than you. I don't know how to explain that.
Well, what it is the paradox of intention. They think that they can pull all kinds of fast tricks when, in fact, they're hurting themselves. Let me give you an example. The very opening of that whole debate with Francikoff, his nonsensical statements, and then bringing out a Singaporean student to talk about democracy was absurd. Singapore, under Lee Kuan Yew, whom I knew and I worked with, is the most repressive society in Asia. It is effective, but it is a demagoguery. And to put him there as a symbol of democracy was an absurd statement on the University of Washington and the man who ran the so-called Presidential Commission. They had no idea what they were doing. It shows you how it
isn't Singapore a British totalitarian test?
Well, it was, but Singapore left, and Lee Kuan Yew, who was studied at Oxford, got a PhD, initially became a communist, made it into a highly repressive...
No. They, like, call him the dean of the island and everything.
Correct.
Just...
I mean, he is a highly honorable individual, but he is total repression. So to put a Singaporean student there to represent democracy is an oxymoron.
I was about to say, but that's the problem. As soon as he goes, he's an honorable guy, runs a technocracy... And so, yeah, low crime overall, but it's a total tyranny, but a good tyranny in that it was run by a good guy. As soon as he leaves, it degenerates.
That's correct, but it shows you the stupidity of the Presidential Commission, the fact that neither one of the examiners, Anderson Cooper, questioned it. It showed you that Francikoff had no idea what he was doing, and it showed you the University of Washington had no idea what they were doing. So once again, ignorance is prevalent in our academia, in our media, and in our candidates. And Trump is learning, and he's a fast learner. And the minute he picks that up, he hits them, and that's what people can't tolerate. Also, they envy him because he was able to achieve a wealth at the risk of his own well-being. I mean, you don't get to build billions of dollars of net worth on the basis of somebody giving you millions. You can still throw that away. That's not even relevant. He he never gave up. And you can see he keeps on going on flight after flight after flight to town after town, whereas Hillary can't do anything. She's totally incapacitated.
And it shows how the media goes along with it, and they wonder why their ratings drop and drop. They don't. It's just like it's watching lemmings go off the edge of a cliff. Let's take a few calls and let Pachinik go, because I got to go to David here. We're skipping this break. Mike in Louisiana, you're on the air worldwide with Dr. Steve Pachinik.
Yeah, it's, listen, I don't know if you caught this, but last night when Trump was saying that Hillary and Obama won't say anything about radical Islamic terrorists, when she was during her response, she called it radical jihadist terror. And then right after that, she said it has nothing to do with Islam.
And I know, I saw that. Meanwhile, they're saying it's bad that he tweeted she is a criminal, saying she is now sexist to say someone's a woman. This is total assault on language. Dr. Pachinik, what is this attack on language? I mean, obviously, it's to create total mental illness.
It's a distraction, but basically it's the beginning of trying to create thought control. You know, George Orwell warned us of it.
Sure, reducing language then.
I'm sorry?
So it's 1984. It's reducing language.
Yeah, it's reducing language to basically the ability for them to control what we say and how we say it. It's nonsensical. It's not even relevant. It's academic foolishness. Language.
I agree. So it shows how delusional they are that this would actually work.
Oh, absolutely. But it gives a lot of academicians, salaries, and it gives the president something to say or do other than the fact he's wasting our money and time.
Sure, but how do you sit around a boardroom and go, let's attack language and reduce it down to nothing so we destroy civilization? I mean, these people are reprobate.
Well, they don't know the history of World War II. What it shows is the complete ignorance of Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Obama, and the neocons in terms of what happened during World War II. They claim they understand it. These neocon Jews are as stupid as they come. And unfortunately, they came from my university, Cornell, which produced Steve Hadley, Paul Wolfowitz, Sandy Berger, and Fukuyama. All morons. Academic
I think the main prime mover, whether, you know, they be neocons or whatever they are, is they are arrogant. These people, like, float around in this self-delusion. And
well,
like,
they have no jobs. They're not able to do what you or I or the ordinary American is able to do, to go out, make a living on their own, and create an asset. They've never created an asset. All they can do is become sycophants in Washington, D.C., get a pension from some think tank, the Rand Corporation, the Brookings Institute, which is a joke, run by Strobe Talbot, the man who cleaned up Bill Clinton. He was his cleaner and a CIA operative. I mean, these are not very bright people.
That's right. You show that Talbot was the handler of Hillary and Bill, I guess, in England.
Exactly. He was the one who said, oh, no, Myrna was not a problem. Bill Clinton was not a problem. He's totally complicit. All collusive agents. And I know.
Well, I read, tell me this is accurate, that when they sent the Clintons into Russia, they were like some of the worst agents ever.
Well, Bill Clinton never showed up at Oxford. He was on a Fulbright scholarship. He went in. He was supposed to monitor anti-war protests or protesters, and he was totally a disaster. But the agency doesn't really care whether you're effective. What they care about is that you have the profile like Bill Clinton. No father. Mother was a prostitute, and you had a father figure. Same thing with Obama. No father or father Kenya. But the real issue is his mother that they never talk about. She's a CIA operative. Maternal grandmother CIA, maternal grandfather CIA. He's a product of the CIA, a mulatto mixture who was brought out with no accomplishment, no future, and no capability to do anything. So what they were interested was control. They didn't really, the CIA has no capability to think strategically or act strategically. They've co-opted.
They just further their own aims.
Well, you got John Brennan, you got Doolin, you've got, you know, all kinds of pathetic individuals who really were ineffectual in intelligence. Eisenhower said it. A whole bunch of our generals have said it. I've said it repeatedly. I oversaw them in terms of military intelligence. They were pathetic. Yet they co-opted our military to do SOCOM, to do SOCOM.
I know. I can't believe they're taking over the military. Angie in Alaska, you're on the air with Dr. Steve Pachinik. Go ahead.
Yes, Dr. Pachinik, I agree with you that the American people, we do want a revolution. We want a revolution against our crony government. We want a revolution against them putting us into wars that we don't want. We want to revolt and have jobs instead of them making us lose our jobs with the EPA and all their bureaucratic BS.
Sure.
And I really think that last night's debate was fantastic. I think that for anybody who's ever been a victim of sexual violence. I think that Donald Trump probably stood up for more women last night than I've ever seen anybody
do. Well, let me tell you, I've never endorsed a candidate like this and gotten behind him. And before I did, because I don't like the casinos and stuff, I really did some snooping. I made some phone calls. I did some stuff. And if Trump does anything, he spoils the daylights out of women. So he's a rapist like I'm an Easter bunny.
Yeah, I thought it was phenomenal that he stood up for those women. And if anybody's even seen the videos, it's deplorable what the Clintons have done to these women. And I just, our senators up here, they're like, this weekend they were saying, oh, they're not going to support Donald Trump. He needs to stand down. And that, yet they
yeah, doesn't that go to the arrogance? Bill Clinton is settling rape cases. Hillary covers up. She represents pedophiles. And they're bitching at him about some secret edited racy tape put out by a Bush, and Jerry Falwell Jr.'s come out and said he thinks the Republicans leaked it. Of course him leaving the show is fake. Of course Bush did this. Of course it's edited. You can hear the damn tape. Now, you can tell Trump's advisor said, listen, they'll never believe it's edited. Just say you're sorry. The damn thing is edited. They're asking him questions. Dr. Pacheco.
I think what you said, madam, is correct. And I think what you need to do and your colleagues and your state is to put your representatives on notice to explain to you and to everybody else what in fact are they accomplishing? What in fact have they done other than go to meetings and talk a lot? I find, and I've treated many congressmen and senators, I find they do nothing. I find that they spend years just talking about themselves.
They're not visionaries. The elite hire a bunch of yes men. We need visionaries again.
Well, I'm not sure we even need congressional representatives and senators, because I think what this person you've pointed out very clearly, all they really do is basically talk and talk down somebody. But as a constituent, I want to know what my representative does. And I'm not very impressed on either side. But I am impressed that it cost us a lot of money.
Well said. Dr. Pacheco, folks really love you on the show. It's crazy. You've been on 15 years.
I love to be on your show, and I admire what you've done. I know, Alex, you don't like it, but you have been in the forefront, and that is important, Alex.
Well, I can't help it.
We could not have done this. I'm being very frank. You know, when I had Steve Quayle and then you guys, I mean, it's been a huge effort on behalf of a lot of people, but you've kept on going. And whatever vitamins you're taking, please keep on doing it.
God bless you, brother. We'll talk to you soon. We appreciate your work.
Take care and bless the audience.
Thank you. All right, I'm out of time. I got callers in Canada and everything. I got to go. I got meetings, and I got a sick family member. I got to go deal with it. So a lot going on. I'm going to go out to break with this clip. This is something they put together. We're going to go put this out as a viral video with just a shorter GIF of it. But this is Clinton with the creepy eyes, but in slow motion, it's even worse. With Trump in slow motion, talking to him, it's epic. Let's start rolling it.
But Bill Clinton was abusive to women. Hillary Clinton attacked those same women and attacked them viciously. Four of them here tonight. One of the women, who is a wonderful woman, at 12 years old, was raped at 12. Her client, she represented, got him off, and she's seen laughing on two separate occasions, laughing at the girl who was raped. Kathy Shelton, that young woman, is here with us tonight. So don't tell me about words. I apologize for those words. But it is things that people say. But what President Clinton did, he was impeached. He lost his license to practice law. He had to pay an $850,000 fine to one of the women, Paula Jones, who's also here tonight. And I will tell you that when Hillary brings up a point like that, and she talks about words that I said 11 years ago, I think it's disgraceful, and I think she should be ashamed of herself, if you want to know the truth.
Her client, she represented, got him off, and she's seen laughing on two separate occasions, laughing at the girl who was raped. But what President Clinton did, he was impeached, he lost his license to practice law, he had to pay an $850,000 fine to one of the women, Paula Jones, who's also here tonight, and I will tell you that when Hillary brings up a point like that, and she talks about words that I said 11 years ago...
And again, we have it slowed down, too, where he turns his eyes and looks. I just want to come back with that was the clip I wanted. But that is important to see. It's important to understand that. It's important to really just slow that down and see Bill Clinton in the crosshairs there, because nobody ever stands up against these people. And we are doing it. Infowars.com. We'll come back and introduce David and I and get out of here. This is a very big time to be alive. What am I on today? I'm on Selenium, Supermel Vitality, and X2 that I put in my water this morning. That supports the broadcast. You really want these nutraceuticals. You owe it to yourself to have these supplements. InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win. It funds the operation, and they are really good, folks.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Your hair is burning.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning.
Hills are filled with fire.
Hills are filled with fire.
If they say I never loved you.
If they say I never loved you.
Driving down your freeway.
Driving down your freeway.
Hills and valleys roll.
Midnight alleys roam.
The cops in cars, the topless bars.
Cops in cars, the topless bars. Never saw a woman
so alone.
So alone.
So alone.
So alone.
So alone.
Hotel money,
murder madness. Young Poet. I know what I'm going to be listening to on the freeway today. Get your mojo rising. All right, I'm going to have the time today with Nine. I appreciate the great job you did last night. The crew got an A+. I'd give them a 97 last night. I got a B+. Went a little wild during the broadcast. Should have told them to fade audio down. I was screaming over Hillary. But here's the difference. I did 6 hours. I'm the guy in the arena stumbling around with a bunch of arrows sticking out of me, so it's okay. But the crew is amazing. They did a great job. I'll hand the baton to David Knight. Here's the bottom line. The hoax, the big Trump didn't say, I'm Mr. Goody Two-Shoes. Oh, my God. He said, I want to fight the globalists. I want to better trade deals. I want to cut taxes. We know the old crime families there. I'm not going to defend Trump if he goes sideways when he gets in office. But they're going to be after him day one. But buying into some hoax and it's all over, some edited tape the Bush has put out, even Jerry Falwell Jr. sees through it. That's up on Infowars.com. We got new WikiLeaks. I'm talking about dead bodies and buried bodies. I mean, this is, thank God WikiLeaks is putting this out. Just see through it. Now, if Hillary's in prison and they're all in trouble and stuff's better, we got a better candidate and Trump's doing bad stuff. Okay, Trump, you're in trouble. But, I mean, it's a joke. Can you imagine if Trump had represented a child rapist and knew the person was guilty and they put a 12-year-old girl in a coma? What they do to him, or if he was on Epstein's plane. I mean, it's ridiculous, the hypocrisy. And thank goodness that's all blowing away. The third time they say he's going to resign, step down, all the Republicans are against him. Don't let these Republicans creep back and support him again. You guys should, everybody that came out against Trump is public enemy number one, should have recalls and should be removed. You pieces of trash. David Knight from the radio studio takes over. Nine News Tonight, 7 o'clock Central. Lord willing, I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. before the next host takes over. If you're watching this transmission, history just happened. Trump took the gloves off and won big time. Despite the fact it was 3-1. David Knight.
Thank you, Alex. You know, I was just looking at this article from Geraldo Rivero saying, I've got tapes of embarrassing statements from Donald Trump. Putting this out here, and I want to remind you of where Geraldo Rivero is coming from. You know, this guy is someone
who's
just
Al Capone's vault.
Yeah. Found him in Al Capone's vault, yeah. That was his famous episode before. But one of the things that he's gotten a lot of flack for recently, and maybe he's trying to inoculate himself from criticism because he supported Roger Ailes. And he came out and he said, well, after he supported Roger Ailes and after Roger Ailes left, he said, I want to apologize for having supported him. And Juanita Broderick said, too little, too late. The same thing you did to the women Ailes abused is what you continue to do to the women that Bill Clinton abused, Geraldo Rivero. She said, not long ago, when my name was brought up during a Fox panel discussion, you said it made you, quote, throw up in your mouth to hear the name Juanita Broderick. That was the reaction that Geraldo Rivero had. She said, shame on you, Geraldo Rivero. You're disgusting. Apology not accepted. And now he's throwing out the idea, hey, I've got some stuff that I want to dump on Trump. Okay, what is his mission here? Is Geraldo trying to, again, inoculate himself? Has he got an agenda that he wants to purify America's speech? Does he want to make the White House pure? Clean up the media, clean up television, clean up film. No. He opposes Donald Trump on policy. But this is the method he chooses to attack him, just as the Bushes used that method to attack him. And now Billy Bush has been suspended by NBC. Why? Because NBC was going to release this stuff. Billy Bush couldn't wait. He was working with the Clintons. And when all of this stuff that we're going to talk about here in just a couple of moments here that came out with Podesta's emails, very damaging stuff, they had to come up with something to distract you. They needed a red herring. Remember that? A red herring. When the Fox hounds were on the trail of the fox, they would have the people that didn't like fox hunting in England come out with stinky fish, with red herrings, and run them over the trail of the fox when he runs by to throw the hounds off of the scent. And that's precisely what Billy Bush did for Hillary Clinton. They all work together, folks. I thought it was pretty amazing to see how the media was coming out against Donald Trump yesterday. You look at the way Politico spun it yesterday. This is the conventional wisdom of the pundits yesterday before the debate. This was yesterday afternoon. Politico, Gwen Thrush says, you know, Trump isn't merely facing an uphill battle last night. He said, or the widespread perception he's not up to the job, or even that he's too unlikable to get elected. No, he's having to grapple with all of these problems at once, while cloaked in disgrace, coping with an unprecedented defection of more than 24 Republican former supporters who feel that endorsing him has become a moral transgression. Making a big issue out of nothing. That was what the red herring was about, folks. They were trying to throw this away. You understand, this is about the policy issues. They try to make it about something else. They try to make it about something that they do all the time. The very people who give us this potty mouth culture, this over-sexualized culture, the very websites that have softcore porn or hardcore porn all over the website, they have a problem with what he had to say. Yeah, it's the society we live in. Unfortunately, it's the society we live in. But what hypocrisy for these people. As I said last night, it's like Matt Damien, who makes all of his money doing films about Bourne, Jason Bourne and guns, coming out to try to shut down guns. But Trump really was the man in the arena. He rose to the occasion last night. But even after that, we see Bob Schieffer, the former Face the Nation host, saying, I am disgusted with this. This was disgraceful what happened last night when Donald Trump won. When Donald Trump did the unprecedented and brought out these women who were victims of Bill Clinton to emphasize the fact that we're not talking about consensual sex with Bill Clinton. It was never about that. The media made it about that 20-some-odd years ago. They made it about Monica Lewinsky. They made it about Jennifer Flowers. They didn't want to talk about Juanita Broderick and those issues. They didn't want to talk about the rape. They wanted to say, well, he's having an affair. And guess what? All the people who were shaking their heads and going tisk, tisk, tisk about what Donald Trump said, and I'm not defending his comments about trying to commit adultery, but these same people saw it as a badge of honor for Bill Clinton. He became even more popular with the very Democrats who are now criticizing Donald Trump. But here's what Bob Schieffer said last night, because he was so distraught about the fact that Donald Trump turned this around, went on the offensive, and made some great points. So Bob Schieffer says, this is disgraceful. He says, here we're marching in women into the hall who are supposed to have some relationship with one of the candidate's spouses. What's that supposed to prove? Well, it proves that Hillary Clinton has, from the very beginning of her career, thrown women under the bus for her career. Just as she did that 12-year-old girl, threw her under the bus, laughed about how she got this rapist of a 12-year-old girl off the hook on a technicality. And she has done that for Bill Clinton time and again and again and again. And so Donald Trump brought those women in to remind people this is not about consensual sex. This is about rape. And it is about the woman who covers for the rapist, the woman who throws the women under the bus and says, vote for me because I'm a woman. I'm all about women. Yeah, right. But he says, listen to what he had to say. They're supposed to have had some relationship. See how Bob Schieffer spins that? They're still selling that. These women are supposed to have had some relationship with the spouse of a candidate. What a liar. What a, you know, Bob Schieffer, you are a disgrace. You and CBS and NBC and the rest of these people who have their hidden agenda, who are rigging this, you're a bunch of liars, crooks, and thieves. Absolutely amazing what they did. Donald Trump nailed Hillary Clinton last night. She came out and she said, well, I'm not happy with Citizens United, that Supreme Court decision that says political speech is free speech. You may not like it that people with a lot of money jump into this thing, but that truly is free speech. I know one of the people who was involved in Citizens United, and it wasn't simply about big money. Understand, the big guys know how to navigate the rules. They know how to navigate the FEC. They know how to give millions of dollars to the candidate that they want to give money to. No question about that. It's the small guys they get trapped, like Dinesh D'Souza, who didn't understand the rules. Dinesh D'Souza could have easily given $25,000 to his college friend if he had gone through a super PAC. He could have created a super PAC, filed the paperwork with the FEC and so forth and so on. These other people are giving millions of dollars to these candidates and get away with it. Don't have a problem with it. See, the rich people will always find a way, covertly, criminally, or whatever they need to do, but they'll invent a legal structure that nobody else can do to give this money. So what Citizens United did was it was about some people in Montana who were being shut down, not able to exercise their freedom of speech. It was a citizen advocacy group, and I know one of the people that was involved in that. And I agree with what was done with that. Now, people look at this and say, well, it's freed up big money from corporations. And I think, you don't understand. The corporations are free to put their money through as they wish. They will find a way to get that through. The laws are for the little gnats. The big bees will go through those spider webs with no problem whatsoever. And so that's really what Citizens United was about. But, okay, you want to complain about Citizens United, Hillary? Donald Trump challenged Hillary Clinton to spend her own money, this is Washington Times, on her presidential campaign on Sunday, saying it would give her some independence from her donors. Clinton had blasted the Citizens United court decision that opened the door to groups spending unlimited money to get a message out on elections. She said she would appoint Supreme Court justices who would overturn that ruling. And so Donald Trump called her on her bluff. He says, hey, you don't have to wait for that. You can spend your own money. You don't have to be beholden to Wall Street. You know, you don't have to give those $250,000 speeches and do them over and over again. You don't have to make $22 million talking to bankers on Wall Street. You know, you can use your own money. You've made a lot of money with those speeches, so you don't have to rely on Citizens United. Go ahead and do it, Hillary. He called her bluff. He came out and he said, well, I'm going to spend up to $100 million on my own money on the campaign. So he challenged her to spend $30 million. Why don't you spend $30 million, Hillary, out of the $250 million you and your husband have gotten from Wall Street speeches? Says, why don't you put some money in? Guess what? Hillary didn't say anything. That was a key thing last night. You know, when Donald Trump finally turned, he got tired of people attacking him again and again and again on this stuff that was released by the Bushes for the Clintons. He got tired of it. You know, at first they came up with a questionnaire. That wasn't enough. So then Anderson Cooper comes out. Then Hillary Clinton comes. And then they hit him again. And it's like, okay, you know what? All right, let's tell you what this is really about. And then at that point, he took over the debate. And he was in control. And when he called Hillary Clinton out on what she had done with the emails, she had absolutely nothing to say. She had this stammering, repetitive statement about, well, fact-checking. Go to my website and you'll see what the facts are. Read my version of the facts. I fact-check all this stuff about the emails. We know what's going on with the emails, Hillary. We don't need to go see your spin on your website. We know precisely what's there. She finished up by saying, and I don't like the character of somebody like Donald Trump. Boy, sure, good thing that we don't have Donald Trump as somebody with his character as president. He says, yeah, because you'd be in jail. Oh, and it didn't get any better for her the rest of the time through. Now, when we look at these emails, and I think this is the real story. This is why they came out with this garbage from the Bushes, from Billy Bush. They didn't want you to see what Hillary Clinton was talking about. One of the things that has bothered me since the 90s was how she got away with Cattlegate. And as I said yesterday on the broadcast, it was a classic Sting moment. Remember the Sting with Robert Redford and Paul Newman? The way they got the guy that they were taking down was to set up this elaborate hoax where they go to a place where there's a horse race that's being broadcast. And it's a real horse race, but they delay it a little while. So they know how to lay the bets off, and they trick this guy because they know they got like a 5 to 10 minute delay on who the winner was, and that's how they take this guy down. That's what Hillary Clinton did with Cattlegate. You got to understand that. So she goes to a bunch of Wall Street hedge fund managers, and she says, you know, it's always been a little bit risky for me to come and speak to a group that's committed to the futures market because, and there's a few knowing laughs, she says. She acknowledges, oh, you guys are chuckling. Yeah, you know what? I pulled over on those schmucks, the voters, the American public. She says, many years ago, I actually traded in the futures market. I worked with a group of like-minded friends and associates who traded in pork bellies and cotton and other such things, and I did pretty well. I invested about $1,000, and I traded up to about $100,000. She did that in a very short period of time, and then she was done, because that's the way Hillary Clinton laundered her money in the 1990s. And she's got a squeaky clean little tax return that's been prepared for her by the law firm that Comey and Loretta Lynch used to work for. They used to do her taxes, you realize, okay? That's why they're not going to prosecute her. These people are her minions from way back. But she has these squeaky clean little tax returns. But she does things like Cattlegate. She does things like the Clinton Foundation. That's where the big money is. That's where she rolls this stuff out. Okay? Now, the biggest thing, and we keep coming back to this, I think, is her dream. Her dream that she told the bankers. My dream, she said, and of course, her dream, folks, is your nightmare. A hemispheric common market with open borders and a future with energy that's green, as sustainable as we can get it, and we all get rich. No, she will get rich. You will be locked into the cities, into an Agenda 21 existence. That is the dream they have, taking down our countries, creating, and that's what the NAFTA trade agreement was about. That's what the European Union is about. It's about creating a political, they create the euro, they create the NAFTA trade agreement. They do this economically. They create an economic union. That's what they're doing now with the transatlantic, transpacific partnerships. They're creating economic structures that will then be used to create economic disaster, to put political pressure on. As we saw the problems with the euro, we heard all last year, the only way we're going to solve this is with greater political consolidation. And, of course, there's been a couple of things that have come out over the weekend, and we can see how this Agenda 21, UN agenda, is going to be put on us. Understand, these folks have, for the longest time, had a goal of between, and the years have always been 2020, 2025, or 2030. They're always talking about that's when everything is going to happen. What is the future going to look like for you? I'm going to tell you when we come back what that's going to look like. We've got European governments right now saying they're going to ban all internal combustion engines. They're going to ban drivers from the roads. They're going to take control of our transportation. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breed. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Thank you.
Show. I'm David Knight. I'm going to give you a picture of the future. Hillary Clinton's dream, your nightmare, being locked into the cities, into your little 200-square-foot padded cell. And I'm going to tell you how they're going to do that in just a moment. Before I do, real quickly, I want to remind you that we have ending soon our sale on DNA Force, 23% off at InfoWarsLife.com. And, of course, this is the supplement that is loaded with patented BioPQQ, backed by 175 clinical studies, extremely hard to secure, very expensive to produce. This one ingredient costs about $30,000 per batch. And so this is a premium product. When you get this at 23% off, that is a big savings. It is one of our best supplements and one of our most difficult and expensive to produce. So take advantage of that savings, 23% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Also, our InfoWars solar base power station supply, now 33% off retail at InfoWarsStore.com. And we're talking about power supplies, solar power supplies. I think it's a great idea to have your own power supply, to be off the grid, to be independent. But understand that when we're talking about banning the internal combustion engine, about shutting down driving, that is not about getting independence. That's the exact opposite. That is about subjecting you to a control grid. That is how they're going to implement Agenda 21. You look at Agenda 21, you look at the UN Agenda for Sustainable Development, the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, and you say, yeah, nobody's going to want to be confined to the cities like this. You know, the cars freed us from the cities. Most people don't want to live in crowded, expensive, disease-ridden cities. Thomas Jefferson said, cities are a threat to the health, the wealth, and the liberty of man, and it's never been more true than it is today. So cars gave us the opportunity to get to the suburbs, and the central planners, the people who run the cities, have hated them ever since. They've done everything to make it difficult. But now look at what they're doing. We've had, in Europe, we had first, back in April, we had Norway and Sweden say that they were going to ban internal combustion engines by 2025. And at the time they did that, everybody said, well, France and Germany are going to have something to say about that. They're not going to do something that radical, ban internal combustion engines within 9 years. Well, over the weekend, we had the German parliamentary procedure come out and say that they want to ban internal combustion engines by 2030. And they want to push the EU to do this. Germany is the EU, folks. You have to understand that. They have taken over that government. That is, they have done with the European Union what Hitler could not do, what Kaiser Wilhelm could not do. They're going to ban internal combustion engines in Europe. What are they doing in the United States? You think they're going to do it here? Of course they will. And, of course, when they ban them in Europe, it's going to put pressure on global car manufacturers to go to electric cars or whatever, with limited range, with all the problems that are involved in that. That's what the war against Volkswagen, against the clean diesel fuel, is all about. But now look at this new front here. We have on Road and Track magazine this weekend, they said feds set a goal of zero U.S. traffic deaths within 30 years. Let me tell you something. Whenever you see some kind of utopian pronouncements from a government, you got to know that there's going to be authoritarian mandates coming down the road. How are they going to enforce this? We've got five different federal agencies, from the U.S. Department of Transportation all the way down. Everybody that touches cars and trucks, all of these agencies are working on this goal. They've even got a name for it, the Road to Zero. The Road to Zero. Boy, does that say it all. They're going to lock you in your 200-square-foot padded cell inside the cities, where you'll be safe as long as you don't have a bathtub or something else that can kill you. This is the insanity. This is what they're doing, and this is the way they're going to do it. They're going to control the guns. They're going to control your transportation. They're going to surveil you everywhere you go. They're going to make cars part of the Internet of Things. Join us tonight for the InfoWars Nightly News, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
You're listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.